back in the tent, and everybody is coming in from a filling and nutritious breakfast, coffeed up to the max, ready and raring to hibernate in the shelter and feed their minds. Who are you, sir?
I'm Andy Middleton. My job today is to curate the talks, stitch the stories together so they make some sense of a lovely tapestry, a warm tapestry, a blanket of knowledge. And so for people who haven't heard a lot of this stuff before, it's lovely to try and help people make more meaning of it. So I've been doing the intros and outros and been working with David since sort of day one on this. What I'm looking forward to today is people know how it works now. They've seen the rhythm of a day. They get a sense of what's happening. And I think over these next 24 hours, we'll see people start to make a shift, I hope, in what they're thinking about making happen as a consequence of being here.
There's something that Do Lectures does very, very well that I haven't seen in many other places, and that is your summary that you give at the end of the day, because there's so much going on, so much information being fed at, you know, big chunks, that when you summarise and say, remember this, 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 this and this, everybody leaves the tent, you know, and the volume rockets up.
I feel if we don't do something like that, it's a bit like by Sunday lunchtime, imagining waking up in the morning with 30 partly read books by the side of your bed, trying to remember what was in each one. And so trying to remember people, the red one is about this, the blue one had that in it, and linking the stories together, because there is really only one story being told here, which is about how to make stuff happen in a way that has some elegance and compassion in it. That's all that's being told. And some people have tools and others ways, but that's what we're doing.
I believe you're going to be expected on stage any second. Thank you very much.
Catch you later.
I'm going to pick up a bale and probably shift it to the front. You might be able to hear the sound of straw, which is one of the comfiest, warmest places to sit. Walking past these speakers, stepping over the hay and straw.
It's just straw. I did used to live on a farm. I do know the difference.
Past the cameraman who is setting everything up so that these talks can be recorded in HD, dropped on the web so that everybody can watch when it's all been topped and tailed and posted online. I have my position and I'm ready to learn.